The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled I'm Sorry to Say I Told You So, But I Just Did. And the time is 8:58 a.m. here in the UK, in London, making it 3:58 a.m. on the east coast of America and 2 minutes to one in the morning on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, and also today, I just want to throw this in quickly, it would have been Elvis Presley's 90th birthday, and it is a good friend of the show and of mine, Mark R. Elsis of earthnewspaper.com. It is his birthday too. Mark shares his birthday with Elvis, who would have been 90 today. So happy birthday to Mark, and of course to Elvis. Still very popular. I typed that in and there's BBC News articles about him being 90 today and all sorts of stuff. So he really has not gone out of style by the sounds of things. Okay, so let's have a look at what I've downloaded this morning, and I've downloaded a lot. It's actually come along on a good day, really, because I'm off to my mum's today. I stay over on a Wednesday night, and I'm busy up in the loft and all around the house sorting stuff out, so I've just got headphones on all the time, so I need plenty of stuff to listen to. And I would have downloaded all of this stuff even if I hadn't, because I download what I want to hear. So first up, Michael Franzese. I actually listened to this show already. Facts or fraud, these predictions for 2025 are insane. Now, I thought that this was going to be all sorts of weird and wonderful predictions, but it's a kind of, for what we're used to in the independent media, he actually goes through the predictions of someone who makes predictions by tossing asparagus in the air, and says how so many of these predictions could, you know, are just easy guesses. They're nothing major, like there could be an economic crash, you know, Trump could have a health problem, well, he is 79, you know, all these sort of different things. So it was a different sort of show. It's at the Michael Franzese YouTube channel, so if you want to go over there, you can give that a listen. I'll just, Michael Franzese YouTube channel. Then Stu Peters had Lucas Gage on. You can get that from the Stu Peters Rumble channel. What else have I got here? Jeff Rentz had David John Oates on for the speech reversals, reverse speech, and I'm currently listening to that, and that's always of interest. He's on once a week, and that's another hour, like the Donald Jeffries one that I tend to listen to every week. Yesterday, embarrassingly, I interrupted this show, though not by calling in. I got in touch with one of the presenters, Dave Gahari, while he was on the air. And it's not the first time, which is doubly embarrassing, because he does Siege the Day for twice a week, 2 hours at a time. So even though that's only 4 hours in a whole week, I've managed to interrupt two of his shows. In fairness, he didn't have any sort of red flag up saying don't contact me at this time, stuff like that. So I wasn't to know. I thought it was on from 7 to 9 my time. Actually, it's 6 to 8, and I've tried to get hold of him at 6:30. But nevertheless, his show with James Mason, Siege the Day, which you can get from ftjmedia.com, is a show that I've been enjoying. It's in its 16th episode, so it's a very young show. But the presenters are of more of the senior age, with Dave being in his 60s and James being in his 70s. And so far, I found it to be something, you know, a little bit offbeat, interesting. So that's a show that I've been following since it pretty much started. Then we've got Alex Jones, the fourth hour of his show. He had Steve Quayle on, so I thought I'll give that a listen. Haven't heard either of them for quite a while. And that is from the Ron Gibson channel on Brighteon. I'm just going to check that for you to make sure it is. Yeah, it's Ron Gibson channel on Brighteon.com. No point me mentioning these to you if I don't let you know where you can find them. And then finally, this was a lot of faffing around to get this one, but Michael Deacon, the Michael Deacon program, he's best known for his shows with Marshall Masters. That's how I first got to know him. But unfortunately, whilst I believe in Planet X, I don't necessarily believe Marshall Masters, so I don't listen to any of his shows anymore, and he seems to be the only one that I find that's putting out stuff on Planet X. However, last year, and I think the year before as well, Michael Deacon did a very amusing, although it can be quite rude in places, Christmas special with a guy called Mike Hideous, who was a former punk singer or something. But yeah, if you want to give that a listen, that's on the Michael Deacon YouTube channel. It's called Merry Christmas 2024. It's from a couple of weeks ago. I've been meaning to look for it, finally did. It's a couple of hours, so we'll see if that's any good when I play it later in the day. Okay, that being said, let's move on to the featured articles I have for today's show, which I thought you would be interested in. Okay, so I'm just going to go over to where I've saved them. I was eating my lunch, going through my Daily Mail. I just clicked the wrong window, close that. And this is what I thought you may be interested in. Okay, let's go back to the title of today's show. I'm sorry to say I told you so, but I just did. Well, basically, you remember I mentioned why they put all these different legislation in, you know, to protect workers' rights, because they care so much for the little people. Headline, Daily Mail: Labour workers' rights shake up sees small firms slash jobs and cut hiring. Well, basically, they can't afford the costs of actually having to put all these things going on. It says the FSB, which is some sort of Federation of Small Businesses, I believe it is, the policy chair, Tina McKenzie, said, if employers fear they will be sued, fewer will hire, with knock-on effects including a rising benefits bill and a lasting drag on living standards across the UK. So you get all these additional workers' rights, and workers can sue for this, that and the other. I mean, I've seen things recently where, you know, somebody's looked at someone the wrong way, and as a result, the employee's got a sex discrimination payout. You know, in the past, it was real, you know, proper harassment, someone trying to, you know, use their position as an, we'll get into this later, actually, to, you know, get one of their employees into bed, which is completely unacceptable. But now we've got like one quick sort of off-colour remark at a Christmas party and someone's won £20,000-£30,000. It's just getting ridiculous and out of control. So small businesses are seeing this and they're worried about it. And this is additional legislation to give so-called workers more rights. But all it's designed to do is to get rid of all small and medium-sized businesses so that the big businesses are all going to be left. And when they're all that's going to be left, your working conditions are going to be akin to the start of the Industrial Revolution, believe me, because once they've wiped out all their competition, don't think that they're going to want to give you paternity pay and all this garbage that governments have come up with over the years. All that will be slashed once the competition has gone. Little tip for you folks, look at Amazon. Look at how years ago they were just, you go there and they would beat any price. Well, not so much now, is it? Why? Because the prices that they were beating of their competitors, well, a lot of these competitors have gone out of business. It's called loss leading. You go in prepared to make a loss because you've got enough of a budget to absorb that. And then once you've got the market complete control, then you can just charge what you want. Look at YouTube as well. Went in, people could say what they want. They got monetized. There was no adverts, all this sort of stuff. Suddenly, they get a monopoly on what they think is enough. And of course, there are other platforms out there. I mentioned some of the ones that I just got shows off. But they're very few and far between. They might be big in our sphere, but obviously, to the likes of YouTube, they think that they've got the monopoly, so they can now ban people for this, that, and the other, and fluff the whole platform with adverts. So it's obvious, we should all know this by now, and we should not get fooled by it. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Yesterday, I brought up these McDonald's sexual harassment. This is a headline from the Daily Mail. McDonald's hit by more sexual abuse allegations. Staff claim they have been offered extra shifts for sex and been touched up by managers, despite fast food chain's pledge to clean up its act. So that is a follow-up story to the one that we touched on yesterday. Now we've got the headline's lower down than it should be. Robert Jenrick, it's got such a difficult name to pronounce. Robert Jenrick hints at Tory crackdown on immigration from countries with alien cultures and medieval attitudes. Now, Robert Jenrick was the Conservative second choice for leader, because it came down to a runoff between him and Kemi Badenoch. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to put a Star of David on all the borders in the United Kingdom, according to a presentation I heard from Mark Collett. And he says that he has all his presentations checked by a solicitor before he releases them, so that information would appear to be accurate. I may have looked it up as well, I can't quite recall. But if that's the case, then maybe he would be able to get Tommy Robinson out on day release from prison to help him, and maybe even Nigel Farage, who knows. So that's that story there. Then we move on to Nepo babies have never faced so much hate, claims Mel B's daughter, as she opens up about the struggles of having famous parents in Channel 4 documentary. Right, so Mel B, I think, was one of the Spice Girls, and whatever. I never bother with any of nonsense like that, quite frankly. But this word hate that has become such a buzzword, oh, you can't hate, you can't hate. Well, we're going to hear a lot of hate this year directed towards the Muslim community in the mainstream media. I already saw an article about Charlie Hebdo, and they did a big, it's one of the Mail's deep dive. I wonder where the Daily Mail got that expression from. One of their new deep dive features. And for some reason, they've decided to deep dive onto the Charlie Hebdo massacre. And straight away, if you could look it up for yourself, it goes on about all these Muslims and they slaughtered Jews and all this sort of stuff. And I heard somewhere that there was a big, could be a big push this year to really kind of counteract the bad publicity that Israel got from what they were doing to the people in Gaza. And this would, you know, could well be one of these things that they would use to do that. Certainly, we're seeing a demonisation of Muslims again, the likes of which I haven't seen since the, 9/11. Really pushing this out there. And a lot of people have talked about there being an engineered plan to bring in all these other races into white countries and then actually get them to fight it out. That could be what's planned. I feel, as we know, the Albert Pike letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, that letter talks about a third world war, which is going to be political Zionists against Muslims. Well, political Zionists for me are Christian Zionists. That's who they are. And you can see how they get riled up by mainstream media against Islam all the time. And they have the likes of Tommy Robinson egging them on. people who, for some reason, seem to be so hell-bent against immigration, like these leaders like Viktor Orban and Giorgio Meloni and all these sort of people so anti-immigration that they've never heard of the name Barbara Lerner-Spector, who tells the world on YouTube who's really behind the immigration into Europe. Yet these people, we're led to believe, have never heard of this person. So it's all misdirection all the time. Okay, let's. The other thing I wanted to say about this hate business, there's a line in the Bible, it's Amos 5:15. Hate the evil and love the good. God instructs us to hate, but he instructs us to hate evil. So anybody who tells you not to hate is going against the words of God. Simple as that. But, yeah. And as I said, look at all these people about hate and how selective they are. They hate people like me because they don't like free speech. So that's where we're going from there. Okay, let's move on to patient. This is Daily Mail. These are all Daily Mail. Patients who've been struck down by virus ravaging China describe horrific symptoms. Worst I've ever felt. And then we move on to this article. NHS flu crisis. Now 9 hospitals declare critical incidents as infections surge to exceptionally high levels with patients facing 50-hour waits. So where do you think this is going, folks? I think another pandemic could be on the line, and I also think lockdowns could be coming. And this is why I think lockdowns could be coming. All these articles are from yesterday lunchtime, me going through the Daily Mail front page. This is the last one. Bill Gates quietly makes a $373 million bet on recovery of struggling sector that he thinks will boom in 2025. What sector does he think will boom? Major transportation companies. In a struggling sector he believes will rebound spectacularly in 2025. He's bought a significant amount of shares in FedEx and Paccar. And when does transportation business really go up? When more people are getting home deliveries, for example. And when does that happen? When they're locked down. And what's Bill Gates involved in? Vaccines? We don't need to go through all of that. That, for me, is the article of yesterday that really, it trumps a lot of the things that you see in the independent alternative media, you know, talking about, oh, he's going to unleash this, that and the other and stuff. Well, anyone can speculate on that. But here, we've got something solid that he is investing in transportation companies to probably in the grand scheme of things, $373 million. Is that a lot of money in the grand scheme of things? You'd think that with his money, he'd be putting more in it. But I think it's significant, and I hope that I'm wrong, because I don't want any of us to get locked down. Okay, so let's have a look at some mainstream media websites. We're just going to have a cursory glance. First off, I'm going to go back to the Daily Mail for their top story. Because this I saw earlier, state of emergency as LA burns, wildfires raise million-dollar neighbourhoods as A-list celebs, including Ben Affleck, flee as hurricane force winds, fan inferno, and water starts to run out. Now, I was talking about this, you know, freezing conditions and that in America yesterday, so this really caught me by mistake. I know that in America you can be, if you want to go somewhere cold or you want to go somewhere hot, you don't have to leave the United States. You can find somewhere there that's either pretty much all time of the year. But I was still surprised to see these you know, these fires, and one would imagine that Dane Wigginton's going to be pretty busy on shows this week. So let's move on to the... Well, let's have a quick look at AP. That's probably going to have the same story at the top. Yeah, same story at the top. It's going through Pacific Palisades area and all around there. And Trump refuses to rule out use of military force to take control of Greenland and the Panama Canal. Yeah, and I noticed, you look at a picture of Trump now, it looks like he's aged 10 years between the him getting elected a couple of months ago, and now his hair's all fluffy and grey, and he finally looks the 79 years old that he is. It's really quite odd, is all I can say. Maybe he just says, well, I've got the second term now, so I don't need to worry about the orange dye for the hair. Or it could be, don't forget, Jeff Wentz pointed out that when he gave that speech about January the 6th and people to go and protest, his hair was orange 1 minute, then it was grey when he took the platform on another. It was really, really strange. So there could be some sort of, you know, messaging going on between these elites and what have you there. Not quite sure. Okay, BBC News, let's see what their top 10 most read articles are. Scrolling down. Okay. SAS had golden pass to get away with murder. That's kind of our equivalent of your Navy SEALs, although they're special air services. We've got special SBS, special boat services, which I suppose is the equivalent of America's Navy SEALs, but it'll be equivalent of your air people, let's say that way. Basically, this is all to do with war crimes in Afghanistan, and the SAS apparently had a golden pass, even allowing them to get away with murder. No surprise there. I read an article where part of an SAS officer's training was they're dropped in a country and they have to find their way out. So one thing they have to do is find someone who looks like them and steal their money, steal a passport, stuff like that. And I looked at that and I'm like, this is disgusting. You know, imagine if you were that victim. Oh, because the British Army want to do a training exercise. You could be traumatised for the rest of your life to be, you know, these are obviously quite tough people to be in that role. And to be manhandled by one of them, having your passport taken, you might be put off travelling again. But, oh no, no thought to that whatsoever. Apparently they don't do it anymore, but someone had the bright idea of doing it, and it was allowed to go ahead. Amazing. And these are our heroes, folks, don't forget. Let's see. Still got sub-zero temperatures across the UK, which I'm going to be submitting myself to this evening. The heating hasn't been on in my mother's house and in the last week, because I only put it on when I get there, so hopefully I won't die of hypothermia when I'm sleeping there tonight. The plan is to heat up the bedroom, and I have a little heater in there as well, but you can't really leave it on overnight, otherwise you wake up with a headache. So hopefully I can get it as warm as I can and not wake up at 2-3 in the morning and be like living in an igloo, or sleeping at one at least. Okay, let's move on to I think we'll have a look at some independent news websites before we leave. So let's go over to ZeroHedge.com. Before we do, I think I just noticed something come in here that I'm just going to share with you. This is an email from David. Happy New Year, Andy. The new format works. Many thanks. And there's other things in there I'm going to take time to read later. But that's nice to hear that you are, at least David is, enjoying this new daily format show. And if you want to make any comments, just email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. Okay, so the second top story, fact checkers too politically biased, Zuckerberg abandons Facebook censorship for X-like community notes. So, again, it could be that they've pushed it far enough that they need to now bring the hammer down. You know, the idea of pushing all this liberalism and you can do whatever you want and be whoever you want and stuff like that is to damage people. And when they think it's done enough damage, then they'll bring the hammer down to be like, well, no, you can't anymore, actually. to destroy the people they corrupted via the liberalism, and as many others as they can rope in with it. That's my opinion. And then also, you may or may not have heard, apparently Elon Musk has said he wants to buy Liverpool Football Club, but I think his father said it, and who cares, quite frankly. Let's move on to rumormillnews.com, see what's going on over there. Now, it's the top headline like this: roundtable with Scott McKay, Michael Jaco and David Nino Rodriguez, that really make me wonder if I want to keep looking at this website, to be honest. But I have found some interesting things on here. I'll just something about the deep state death fog, but then it says prompts white hat investigation. I think we'll leave this one for today, won't we? White hats, black hats, all that sort of stuff. Utter nonsense. Okay, RT.com. Broken arms and cocked guns. Ukraine's force mobilization escalates. Conscription officers are resorting to violence to send more recruits to the front line, according to multiple videos. Well, you know my feelings on this. I think that this is basically another Battle of the Somme, where they're going to get as many young Russians and Ukrainians in the meat grinder and wipe them out. And someone else, I think it might have been Dustin Nemo, said that this is actually I'm not going to give it credit there, because it could have been someone else, so I don't remember who it was. But someone said, who I listened to, that this is actually an ongoing blood sacrifice, and these sort of blood sacrifices have to go on all the time, which is why wars are going on all the time, because they're all a method of sacrificing people to Satan. That was an opinion that I heard out there, and I'll just tell you, I think that that is a far more believable opinion than what we're told the Ukraine-Russia war is really all about. Okay, rents.com, let's go over there, see what's happening there. Scroll down, see if I can get it just right today. Well, I have, yeah, there we go, not gone too far. Drone caught in tree in New Jersey, that's a video if you want to check that out. A couple of stories we've already covered regarding Greenland and Panama. Trump's Poland problem just got bigger, not aware of that, so that's something you might want to have a look at. And preemptive strikes on Iran, a real possibility under President Trump. And that is, it goes back to a Zero Hedge article. I didn't see that when I was over there. So that's the advantage of looking at all these different websites. They can pick up things that you may not ordinarily do. Okay, so HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Top story. Newsflash, North Korea sends missile launcher trucks into DMZ. Is DMZ South Korea? I don't know why I didn't just say South Korea, if it is. The Korean demilitarized zone, that is. So that's apparently going on there. We heard stories about there being flare-ups between North and South Korea before, though, haven't we, in recent months, and they didn't seem to amount to anything. And Russia confirms death of Canadian mercenary in Ukraine. Okay, let's move over to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website, see what's going on. Let me see, he's got reference to his birthday and the birthday of Elvis at the top. And then he's got Andrea Bocelli, a video from St. Paul's Cathedral in London of him performing O Holy Night. So that may well be of interest to different people. And the Russian Christmas. I think it might even be today, yesterday, today, something like that. They celebrate it a few days later than that. I got to know that because my good friend Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson follows the Russian Orthodox Church, and therefore also follows the dates that go along with that. So there you go. And there's a few things there that you can be looking at. Okay, censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website. No surprise being the top story being his show from yesterday, which incidentally I didn't listen to all of it, but he did about an hour with Greg Rees. Greg Rees, I don't know what he's been... Well, I do know what he's been up to. Not a great deal, because I've got his Rumble channel that I look at each day for the Rees Report. And just go over there quickly. The last video that he put out was 26 days ago. So, yeah, obviously taking an extended Christmas break. But, yeah, that was quite an interesting hour to hear him being interviewed and stuff. Many of us have seen his videos, so to actually hear an interview with the guy. Turns out he spent 6 months living in Russia and tells some interesting stories about that. Okay, so I think that we'll just finish off now with the Before It's News Top 10. And hopefully I haven't kept you too long. Let me just check. Half an hour. Still haven't beaten the half hour. We'll get there. Okay, so let's go to number 10. Went up 7 hours ago, 103 people viewing. Mike King, urgent emergency, January the 7th. They just exposed everything. Well, it's January the 8th now, so does that negate that headline? Okay, number 9. Went up a day ago, 112 people viewing. Live Patriot Underground, Mike King again. Situation update. That's from a couple of days ago, the 6th. Number 8. Went up 8 hours ago, 123 people viewing. Dr. Jack Cruz and Donald Trump, the announcement everyone has been waiting for. Number 7, went up 2 hours ago, 128 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, Trump, Carter, DEFCON 1. Number 6, went up 3 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, Trump set to liberate Canada, Greenland, just as he's liberating America. Yeah, I'm sure the people in Greenland would love to be liberated by America. Number 5 went up. Although that does remind me, Robert Ravel on the Incendiary radio show on Sunday night, he took a call from someone and he was like, well, I think that we should go and take Greenland. And he's like, well, you know, don't you think the people in Greenland should have a say of what happens to them if they want America to take them over and stuff? So there are Americans out there who do actually think that this, you know, just gung-ho go in there and take the place. Okay, number 5. Went up 9 hours ago, 161 people viewing. Nino, it has begun. DC goes on high alert. Number 4, went up 14 hours ago, 175 people viewing. Trump just dropped bombshell, already done deal. Brad Barton, shocking news, 2025. Not heard of Brad Barton. I've heard of Dick Barton. I think that was some sort of crime little thing that was on in the late 70s, early 80s in the UK. Number 3, went up 2 hours ago. That was a detective, was he? I don't remember. Okay, number 3 went up 2 hours ago, 204 people viewing. Michael Jaco, David Nino Rodriguez and Scott McKay. This is it, folks. We've hit pay dirt. Trump wins. Okay, number 2 went up 8 hours ago, 209 people viewing. Loy Brunson with exciting developments on Brunson case. January the 7th and shocking Mark Z or Z announcement. Make of that what you will. I don't understand a word of it. And number 1 went up 7 hours ago, 362 people viewing. New X22 report, January the 7th, Trump next phase. New Q drops. This is shocking. 2025, indeed it is. Okay, that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me on today's show, this Wednesday, January the 8th, 2025, entitled I'm Sorry to Say I Told You So, But I Just Did. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.